Tribute to Frank Woolrich. People of the Calder Valley have paid tribute to Francis John Woolrich, who has recently passed away. A Lancashire lad who was born in Didsbury in 1944, Frank devoted much of his latter years to promoting the heritage of the Upper Calder Valley. He started his working life at Park Wireless, Radio and TV, but that job wasn't for him, so he changed to a job at a firm called Foxhalls, where he developed an interest in photography. Later he got a job running the chemist department at the local co-op, and it was there that he met the love of his life, Beryl, his wife of 54 years. It was his job with Manda Frame Company that led him to meeting Alice Longstaff, and they struck up a great friendship. He would often visit it, Hebden Bridge on a Saturday, with his wife Beryl and daughters Andrea and Elaine. And of course they would call at Alice's shop. When Alice died in 1992, she bequeathed her archive to Frank. When Hebden Bridge Local History Society was planning a publication to celebrate the millennium, it naturally turned to Frank for images. Frank threw himself into that project, and the very successful book, Century of Change, was the outcome. Plus he became president of the society from 2000 until 2012. Under Frank's leadership, the History Society thrived and forged a strong association with Pennine Heritage at the Birchcliffe Centre. Not only did the Society set up a permanent home for their archives there, but Frank also found a home for Alice Longstaff's photograph archive. He greatly respected Calder Valley traditions and took on the role of president of the Hebden Bridge Literary and Scientific Society, which was originally formed in 1905 to encourage learning. He leaves a wife, Beryl, daughters Andrea and Elaine, grandsons Matthew, Joey, Jack and Harry, and great-grandson Jamie, and there's a little photograph of Frank Woolrich.